Skagway School is going to look different next year. There will be new lockers, carpeting, and sidewalks, but more importantly, more teachers and programs. An increase in student enrollment led to an influx in state funding and has prompted the district to expand its staff.
There's going to be a whole new look and feel to Skagway School District next year, but I think it's going to be overwhelmingly positive.
Superintendent Josh Coffrin is hopeful about the changes coming to Skagway School next year, which are supported by a $280,000 increase in state funding. One of the big changes is switching to single-grade classrooms in the elementary school. Coffrin says elementary students have been taught in combined-grade classrooms for at least 15 years. To facilitate that change, the school approved the hire of a new fourth-grade teacher at a meeting this week. Danielle McManus is familiar with Skagway School. She's worked as a classroom aide with kindergarten through second grade for a few months. Fourth grade wasn't the only classroom in need of a new teacher next year. The existing elementary teachers only cover 4 out of 7 grades. So the school district hired current preschool college counselor Michaela Stidham to teach kindergarten, and Aaron Schmidt, who currently teaches social studies, vocational classes, and physical education, will instruct 6th grade next year.
You know, if we did anything through our staffing, I'm hoping that we were able to really focus the roles of our staff, and that'll translate into, you know, student achievement, into really streamlining some of the things that we do in the building.
But it's still a small school, so there are some jobs where staff wear multiple hats. The school board also recently approved a contract for Rebecca Sullivan, who will take Schmidt's soon-to-be former job as social studies PE vocational education teacher. Sullivan has spent 2 years in the small village of Kivalina in a similar job.
And I think that her skills that she's been able to hone in the Northwest Arctic are going to translate really well to Skagway.
Finally, the school board approved the hire of Jennifer Hayes in the new position of Accelerated Learning Leader, College and Career Counselor, and District Test Coordinator. Hayes is another familiar face in Skagway School. She's worked as a special education aide this year. Coffrin says hiring Skagway aides or substitutes in full-time jobs is happening more in the district.
I think there's a definite benefit to that. I think Skagway is a special place, and it takes a special kind of educator to fit into our school district and to our community.
So let's say it first. Mein Hut.
Mein Hut.
Der Hat.
Der Hat.
Drei Ecken.
Drei Ecken.
At a practice early this school year, part-time music teacher Jonathan Baldwin taught first and second graders a German folk song.
Drei Ecken hat mein
The school district wants to enhance its music and foreign language programs, so it's also using the extra state funds to boost hours for Baldwin and Jeffrey Hitt, the part-time Spanish teacher. So single-grade elementary classrooms, an accelerated learning program, and more music and foreign language classes are all on the horizon for Skagway School. But the extra money that made those things possible is based on a student threshold of 101, which Skagway just barely made this year. Superintendent Coffrin says that doesn't concern him much. He sees a trend of more young children coming into the school. And he thinks state and municipal funding will stay strong.
What the municipality is able to do for us in terms of generosity, funding programs for us, is unparalleled in the state. And so, you know, as long as we have that supportive community that we've always had, then I think we can continue to do great things here.
Coffrin says as Skagway gets ready to finish this school year and move into next, the outlook is optimistic. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.